Hello?
Hi, good evening. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. This is just a research study, not a sales call. Your household was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Can I ask you how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
None.
Any grandchildren, nieces, nephews that attend local schools?
Yes.
Okay. How many? Four.
Four.
Four. Thank you. And just really quick, I could your age?
77.
Thank you, sir. And how do you describe your gender, sir?
I am a man.
Thank you, sir. And your ethnicity, your race?
I am part Indian, part mm-hmm. French, part Scottish.
Okay, excellent. Interesting. And what grades are your children currently in? It could be a various amount.
They are all out of school.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have anybody currently in the school?
Just grandchildren, nieces, and nephews.
Okay. And what grade, more or less?
From the third grade to the 12th grade.
Okay. Okay. Would it be fair to say third, 12th, and then any others you'd like to add?
It would be third grade, fifth grade, seventh grade, eighth, and 12th.
Sounds like you have a wonderful family, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's go on, move on. And let's see. Which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district? A public charter school?
Yes, okay. All.
And you mentioned you had a child in third grade. The following several questions will be about...
I have a grandchild in third grade.
Correct. Correct. And first, which of the following best describes the school where your third grader is enrolled this year? You said public school, correct?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. And when it comes to your third grade, the child, the third grader, progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, or not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all. She is reading two grades ahead of her class.
Kids are super smart nowadays, I believe. Yes, of course. They have so much access to everything. To the best of your knowledge, is your third grader reading at the level expected for students in their age group? And you said yes, they are.
Yes,
Has your third grader pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home?
No.
Thank you. And what information do you use to understand your third grader's progress in reading and writing? Do you use English language arts, literacy screeners, grades, report cards, conversations with the child, information from your child's teacher, parent-teacher conference, or something else?
From the child, from her grades, and from her mother.
Oh, excellent. Okay. And do you agree or disagree with the following statements? I have received feedback about my third grader reading progress this year from their school. Have you?
Yes.
No. Yes? Okay. Somewhat or strongly agree?
Yes, some degree.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. And does your third grade child school, does their school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? Access to an outside specialist, a specific diagnosis to help understand what your child's reading challenges are, one-on-one instruction from a specialist, small group instruction, resource at home to help practice reading, or something else?
none of the above, because she's in advanced reading.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Advanced reading.
As a kindergarten child, mm-hmm. she was reading third and fourth grade books.
Excellent. That's really nice to know that the youngsters are doing better, I guess. And I would say, at least for myself, I'll speak for myself, better than me. Have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your third graders' reading progress? For example, a tutor, enrolled in extra?
No.
Okay.
They happen to have a very, she does, intelligent mm-hmm. mother.
Well, I mean, it must come from, right? It came from somewhere, I'm pretty sure. So you must have done a good job, sir. When your third grader child is reading at home and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best reflects their approach? They sound out the letters and words and try to say them together to make a word. They try to guess the word based on the context clues, such as pictures or other words in the sentence. Neither of these approaches.
None of those approaches.
Okay, thank you. How effective do you think your child's school has been so far in teaching your third graders' child how to read? Very effective?
Very effective. They learned at an early age that she mm-hmm. had extremely good ability at reading.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And sometimes if we don't stimulate the children at that age, we wouldn't discover that, right? So that's a good part on the on
yes.
The,
for example, her brother is not advanced in reading.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For some reason, she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Well, you know, sometimes things. For me, I'm more of a hands-on, you know, person, and then other people are more of a reading type to learn things sink in. So yeah, everybody has their talents. Definitely. Maybe we just need to poke around and figure them out, right?
As a matter of fact, they have reading, what would be the word? They have reading.
Comprehension.
No. They, mm-hmm. if you, for the person who has read more books,
mm-hmm.
you win things, and she, every year, she wins for her, grade.
Wow. How many books?
She can read anywhere from 15 to 20 books a month.
Well, and I bet the books that are from her age, she just knocks them out the way a couple hours, right?
Well, yeah, you think they're not very long, but but she can, as a third grader, read fourth and fifth grade books. And her vocabulary, you would never know she was in the third grade. Because
right,
her mother
right.
and father do not talk to her as though she's a child.
Yeah, kids are really interesting nowadays, how they sometimes turn things around on you or have better words to say than when we do, right?
I wasn't interested in any of that as a child.
Right, correct. Yeah.
I'll give you a sad story. I've never read a book in my life.
Well, I mean, but at least you've changed that cycle, right? It sounds like it.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. but I am not uneducated.
No, of course not. I can hear that in your voice, and I could see by what you're telling me that education has been a focal point in your upbringing. So congratulations to you to make your family better, right?
Yes, I've had kids in school that are National Honor Society members, so... Mm-hmm. And now they have kids, and they're pretty much doing the same to those kids.
That's excellent. Good for you, sir. It must make you feel very proud to
not only... Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, that's good for you, sir. My parents are the same. They push education as number one for our family.
But the funny thing is, mm-hmm. my wife and I were never great students. We were average students, and for some reason, whatever we've done to our kids, it's passed on to their kids.
Well, I think that you and your wife have, throughout your lives, have learned the importance of an education and have passed that on to your upbringing.
Well, it's not just education. It's getting scholarships when they go to college.
No, right. Yeah, it's super expensive. Yeah, my parents had three at once in university, so I know. I'm the youngest, so I bared all the weight of them putting all their money into their education, three. And then we're at home kind of, you know, trying to scrape away, scrape through and eat whatever and budget. And so, yeah, it's tough. It's really
our tough. Oldest grandson's college 8 years ago was $52,000
a year. And that's 8 years ago, right?
Right. It is now $100,000 a year to go to that same school.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so smart that he got full scholarship.
Oh, that's great. What more can you ask for? They put up their part. I mean, it's a pleasure to give them the rest, encourage them to get that, right?
Yeah, and not only that, he is an electrical engineer, and he works on nuclear submarines.
Wow. Super interesting.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
And the funny part is, in my life as a manufacturing person, I manufactured parts for nuclear submarines.
Mm-hmm.
He told his manager what his grandfather did,
mm-hmm.
and he took him through the sub and showed him all the materials and where they went, the sub that I used to manufacture.
And that sparked up his interest, right? That's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he also told him, you can't talk about these parts to your grandfather. And it's like, you can't, I'm the guy that makes the damn things. What could he tell me anyway?
Right, you can probably tell him a little more about it, right?
Yeah. It was kind of a funny issue.
Yeah, but I mean, it's all intertwined in the success of your children, and that's great.
Yeah, I used to make parts for atomic submarines.
Mm-hmm.
Parts for military airplanes. And parts for non-government rockets that send stuff into space. So it's, you know, I used to work with a lot of high-end stuff, so.
Right, that's neat. That's super neat, yeah. I had a friend that his dad would do the kind of the chips for guiding systems, and that was super interesting. But he also couldn't talk much about it, so I do relate to that. So can I ask you this? Do you know what curriculum is used in your third grade, in the third graders' school for reading or English language arts classes? By curriculum, we mean what types of instructional materials, methods, and classes the school uses to teach a specific subject.
I'm actually not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I really couldn't help you with that.
That's all right. I'll go ahead and jot that down. Thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? Textbooks and fonts and Pinel. Textbook by fonts and Pinel.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
No.
And phonics? How familiar are you with phonics?
I'm familiar with it personally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I used to be hooked on phonics. Does that term
I remember.
Mean anything to you?
Of course, yes, of course. It's some phonics. That was a teaching instrument.
Yes, it was.
The 90s, I think. Was it 90s? 80s?
Oh, no. That was something much earlier than that. Trust me.
So you say you're very familiar with that then?
Yes.
Okay. What about sounding things out? Sound it out.
Very familiar, and I can remember sitting down with my grandchild and her reading, and she was she was amazingly good at sounding things out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's a third grader that uses words like existential.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she listens to the news on TV, and she uses words that I know I didn't use until later years in high school and college.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go ahead and, I don't mean to cut you off or be rude. You know, your life is very interesting, and it's nice to hear that people are actually somewhat involved with their children. But I do need to move on, and thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Are you familiar with 3Qing? Or queuing?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. And what about reading recovery?
No, sir.
Okay. Sight, word, list, or flashcards?
flashcards.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you're somewhat familiar, very familiar?
Very.
Okay.
That is one of the things my daughter used
mm-hmm.
at home, especially during the pandemic. She had access to a printer and a computer. She made up hundreds and hundreds of flashcards, and that's how mm-hmm. she advanced the third grade grandchild's
mm-hmm.
Knowledge of words and sounding out things. So
great. So that's a good way to learn. What about guessing from context?
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat familiar? Very familiar?
I'd say very.
Okay. Thank you. And whole language?
No.
Mm-hmm. Not too familiar or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Okay, great. And we're about a little over halfway. We'll be done soon. Thank you for your time, sir. From what you know, what do you think research has shown is the best and most effective way to teach kids how to read? Phonics, sounding out words, cueing, guessing words from context and sentence structure, or a combination of both?
Combination of both. One thing doesn't cover everything, so you need it all.
Excellent. Okay, so research has found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structures, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
I'm not at all concerned.
Okay, thank you. And how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? A great deal or nothing at all?
It's funny because I read a lot of stuff about inner city kids mm-hmm. and stuff. It actually almost matters
mm-hmm.
where the students are from.
Oh,
because I know, you know what I'm saying. Inner city kids have a problem with it
mm-hmm.
for whatever reasons. I'm not ready to say what they are, but
mm-hmm. So we have for this. A great deal, a fair amount, just a little bit, or nothing?
A fair amount.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you mentioned you've heard or read about students falling behind, on reading. What have you heard?
What I've heard is, and I don't know if this is my picking one particular mm-hmm. thing out of it,
right.
but it seems to be if you have a good home life with a mother and father that are involved with their kids, that's mm-hmm. paramount to having the ability to do those things.
Okay. Paramount. So let's see if I got this right. So you've heard, if you have a good home life, that's paramount to what?
To being able to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You get a child at home with one parent who obviously is working to make sure the family survives, eats, and pays for. It's really hard because they don't have the time to sit down with 1, 2, 3 kids every night and do whatever because they're overloaded with just, you know, taking care of the household.
You can
paraphrase that any way you'd like, but
mm-hmm. I went ahead and jotted it down just the way you've told me what you said. I've heard if you have a good home life, that's paramount to being able to learn. Is that good, sir?
Yes. Oh yeah, it really is.
Mm-hmm. As you may know, more than half of the students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
Very concerned.
Thank you, sir. To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine, sir. Thank you. Do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? Parents, school districts, teachers, state education officials, schools, school administrations, and you can pick whichever ones you feel is
the most important. Or can I say more than one?
Yes, of course.
Okay, it's the parents and the teachers.
Okay.
We all know, it's honestly a combination.
Mm-hmm. So parents and teachers would be your answer.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, sir. And does a third grade child have dyslexia?
No.
No, thank you.
My son-in-law does.
Oh, I see. Okay. Does a third grade child have an individual education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Does the third grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, does the third grade child identify as LGBTQIA or not?
Not.
Thank you. Last few questions are for statistical purposes only, sir. What languages are spoken regularly at home, whichever ones are spoken?
English, and believe it or not, both my youngest grandchildren are semi-fluent in Spanish.
Oh, excellent. So English and Spanish, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And we're almost done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
College for.
Okay. Or you have a degree? Or
yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. First category, below $25,000. Second, $25,000 to $50,000. Next one is $50,000 to less than $75,000. Next one will be 75 to less than 100,000. Next one will be...
Yes. 100.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir.
I am retired.
Excellent. I hope you're enjoying your retirement, sir. And last but not least, what is your five-digit zip code?
01834.
Did you say 018?
001. Oh, 01834. I say O and I should say zero. 01834.
That's perfect. I understood. Thank you, sir. So now, sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We would need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to this survey would never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
Sure.
Okay, thank you, sir. And then last, would you like to participate in future research focus groups or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive a $100 gift card.
No.
Okay.
And trust me, I wouldn't take the money anyway.
Okay. So lastly, let's see. Let me see real quick. Make sure. No. Okay. So now, what is your first name? Stephen?
Yes.
And last name?
Stephen with a P-H.
Correct. S-T-E-P-H-E-N. And
yeah.
B-R-O-D-I-E?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then is it the best phone number to... Oh, this is for the reporter situation. What's the best phone number to reach you at?
The one you called at.
Okay. I'll get that. And what is the best... Yeah?
978-373-5769 is the number that got called.
Okay, 978. I'm sorry. I'm on a different screen. That's one of the survey screens.
Oh, I'm sorry. 978-373-5769.
I sense 978-373. Uh-oh. I guess this didn't ask me for the area code. Okay, so there. So let's start with 373.
978-373-5769.
Okay, got it. 978-373-5769. Thank you, sir. And what is the best email address to reach you at?
I do not have a computer anymore. I get tired of them.
Okay, I'll put that. Okay, and do you prefer to be contacted by text message or email? Well, I think that's self-explanatory, right?
Yeah, my phone is the best way.
Okay, perfect.
You know, when you live on a computer day in and day out for years, I tired, and I have an iPad and don't even have a cell phone, so... The only reason I get an iPad was so I can have a big screen when I call my family members.
Okay. Got it. Okay, sir. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it, sir. And it's nice to hear about your family and the way that, your upbringing. I wish that more people would do so and put more emphasis on education, where it can take you. So thank you for that, sir. I've been a pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Stephen, and you have a wonderful night, sir.
You also. Take care.
Thank you, sir.